My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Maybe this defense is just badass. Practice. Be wrapping up here pretty soon. You're going to hear from Bobby Slowick at noon here on Sports Radio 610. And I was excited about Bobby Slowick because I think we should be excited about Bobby Slowick. A lot to cover on the offense. A lot to cover about today. A lot to cover with what this offense is going to look like. Injuries, if you didn't hear, Titus Howard carted off. We don't know anything else. Could be just precautionary. But carted off. Stephon Diggs went down for a little bit. But dude, like this would be like probably a better development than anything the Texans could do. Joe Mixon included, Stephon Diggs and what he can add to the offense included. I know those are bold statements, but if this defense is just badass, like everything changes.
I think so. I think that's very important if this defense is badass, especially with D'Amico Ryans being a defensive guy.
Yeah.
If they can get a good defense, man, we can be fine.
Get by with some production that you expected better.
Yeah, if the offense is struggling somehow, I hope it don't. But if it is struggling somehow, then you got that defense to lean on.
Or even not struggling. Like this says, say Stephon is a step slower and he only has 800 yards or 700 yards or whatever receiving. But you got the other two dudes. Or Joe Mixon, doesn't have the 1,200-yard season. He gets 900 or whatever. You can get by with that if this defense is badass, man.
Yeah, man. To look at a team like the Browns who had a great defense.
Yeah.
They got by with freaking P.J. Walker, Joe Flacco, and all that stuff. So just imagine having
C.J.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why are we saying this? Because just in the last 30 minutes, Kalen Bullock made an incredible interception. Apparently really wasn't that bad a pass from Davis Mills. Kalen Bullock made an incredible interception. He locked up Ben Skoranek on another pass. Derek Stingley just had his second interception of C.J. Stroud for the day. The defense is flat out kicking the offense's butt today, and they've kind of held their own, the offense, a little bit. Defense has had the edge, but they're just kicking their butt today. And this one would have been a pick six. So you got Derek Stingley, Kalen Bullock. We already know about Lassard, who's not practicing, so we'll see about that. But they're just dominating right now, the defense.
Yeah, and I know the offense been the story of the offseason, but, man, I'm super fired up about the defense, and I want to see what Pitsy does.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the Pitsy does candidate this year, man? I want to see who D'Amico Ryans take under his wing. And who going to have that Blake Cashman type of year?
Yeah.
Is it Hanson? Is it one of the rookies? Mm-hmm. Are they just going to come out of nowhere and be like, wow, this guy's the key to this defense? Is it
Petrie?
Yeah, is it Petrie?
Could it be Petrie at the nickel? Are they going to unlock it?
Yeah. Is it somebody on that defensive line?
Is Al-Shaair, who's already a really good player, is he an all-pro?
Yeah.
Does he become that dude like they had in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Man, this is the defense is just kicking butt today.
Yeah, even like Christian Harris, man, like he unlocked him towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Browns playoff game.
Yeah.
He unlocked Chris.
And we haven't even seen him yet.
Yeah. So, this defense could be something special. I know We keep talking about the offense, but man, this defense—I think this defense could be a top 10, top 15 defense,
just or higher.
Yeah,
like top 10 for sure could be in play. At least the way they're looking right now. But there are three questions that I think need to be answered Friday. Maybe I'm being a little bit hasty. They have the rest of the preseason, et cetera. But I think if you don't start when the starters are on the field, when everybody's, you know, everything's ratcheted up a little bit, let me ask you these three questions. Chris, feel free to hop in on this, man, because number one, let me put it this way. Has John Metchie done enough to make this team?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Just make the team.
Yeah, like tell me what he's done so far where you say, you know what, I think he's going to make the team.
If we're going just based off the Hall of Fame game, no. But if we're also including the practices, how good he's looked and all that stuff, then I'd say, yeah. I mean, maybe not as the wide receiver four, but as a five.
Five at best.
Yeah.
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 I would say, yeah.
And see, I thought it was a little troubling that he was even playing in the Hall of Fame game. Like when I feel like if you playing in the Hall of Fame game and a rookie is not a rookie cornerback is not.
Yeah.
Then I feel like he was fighting for your life right there. I think he should have been looking like Randy Moss out there.
And he had a drop off both his hands today. So it hadn't been a good follow up, at least today. I'm going to say no. We love this dude. Like he is the epitome of what you should have in a football player. But at some point, he's got to make plays.
Yeah. So I wonder if him being such a good dude like that, I wonder if that's going to keep him on the roster at this point. But I'm a little worried for him, man.
Should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And we touched on this in the last segment, but I think this is a question that if it's not answered Friday, will it ever be answered? Is Davis Mills the backup quarterback?
I think technically, yes. I do think he right now in camp, he's the number two. But in the season where if they need a game right now, like we got to go out there and win this game. We can't lose this game. I'm going to say no. I think they're going to do what they did last season and just skip right over him and go to Case Keenum. I don't think they could trust him to win a game.
Figgy said it best. I mean, yeah, right now, depth chart, all that stuff, showing yes. But when it comes to game time, it's going
to
be a no.
And to be honest, like, if C.J. Stroud is playing all these games and don't miss a game, yeah, you could be the number two.
Yeah, like, we'll just leave you there like last year.
Yeah, you could be our practice. You could run with the twos.
Yeah.
But if I need a game, if it's like do or die and we can't afford to lose this game,
yeah,
I ain't going to Davis Mills.
I'm going to say no. I'm not going to Davis Mills. I'm not. I'm just not. Like Seth said and I said, he was fine in the first game, but he wasn't impressive. He wasn't impressive to me. I just trust Case Keenum more. All right, here's the third question. If it's not answered Friday, and we're maybe getting a little ahead of ourselves here. There's a lot to go. But I think given what we've seen in practice, given what we saw in the Hall of Fame game, and if it's not answered by Friday, they might be making decisions over there. They might be like, okay, because they're not a lot of players on the bubble, you know, in a lot of places. So they might start making decisions. Will linebacking depth be a problem?
I think it is. I think it will be, especially with Christian Harris still not out there. I think it will be because, I mean, I love Aziz. I think that's the guy right there. Christian Harris, I think, obviously, if he's out there, that's a good thing. But after that, like, are we rolling with Toa Toa?
Yeah.
Is that the guy? Jake Hansen? I don't know if he can be that guy. He look okay at times, but I don't know if I can, you know, just lean on him saying we good.
Yes, I definitely think this is going to be an issue. Aziz goes down. Christian Harris is not at practice or not practicing, I guess. What happens when them two go down?
Yeah.
I mean, who are we rolling out there?
Well, let me tell you, because I'm going to say it is going to be a problem. I thought about linebacking depth going into the offseason, going into minicamp, going into camp, and then they kind of like sort of eased my worry a little bit early in camp because you saw some of these guys making plays. But they didn't look good. They didn't look good in the Hall of Fame game. We'll see Friday if they can step up. But let's just go on body of work. Neville Hewitt is what he is, an aging linebacker that is solid special teamer. Jake Hansen is in concussion protocol right now, and I don't know how much confidence you had in Jake Hansen to begin with. Delshawn Phillips, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. And the sixth-round pick, Jamal Hill, I mean, he's a rookie, and he's a rookie that struggled a little bit. I think if the linebackers get dinged up, like we're gonna be in a little bit of a pickle, so to speak.
Man, you got me feeling sad.
No. What you should feel good about is this defense is. I'll just say the same thing I said earlier. It might be badass. Like it might be really good.
Yeah, no, I think so. And I think every team have his issues and, you know, problems and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're talking about linebacker depth.
Yeah.
You know, we used to be talking about who the hell are the linebackers going to be.
Yeah, exactly. You know? We was talking about the what was the cat that played here a couple years ago that was looking awful 2 years. He just became awful. I think he came over from Green Bay. I forgot his name. I can't remember
his
name.
He's ringing that bell.
I can't remember his name, but nah, we in a better position now. So, yeah.
We're in a position where we can afford to talk about backup linebackers.
Kirksey.
Oh, I'm thinking about Kirko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was bad right there, man.
Kirko.
First year was okay, but second year was bad.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.